It's a high-tech race with China. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Billions of infrastructure dollars being given as grants to 20 companies that'll help boost U.S. production of batteries for electric vehicles.
The president says sales of electric vehicles have more than tripled since he took office. By the same token,
with more electric vehicle sales, the demand for batteries and the critical minerals that go into those batteries has grown and is going to continue to grow.
The president says the effort will cut into China's lead in making the EV component. He added Republicans have been critical, but some also want the project for their district.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Separately, BMW announcing a nearly $2 billion plan to build electric vehicles in South Carolina, where Senator Lindsey Graham calls batteries the new oil, pledging to hold a hearing on EV materials if Republicans win control of the Senate. The president releasing more oil from the strategic reserves, denying it's political ahead of the midterms, while Republicans and the industry continue to criticize his energy policies. A taxpayer group in Wisconsin wants the nation's highest court to step in as a legal fight continues over the president's plan to cancel some student debt.
The Brown County Taxpayers Association asks the U.S. Supreme Court to block President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, claiming it tramples the constitutional spending power, arguing the administration made it without congressional approval. The Wisconsin-based group also alleges the plan violates the Administrative Procedure Act, that it will have a gargantuan increase in the national debt, and that it violates the Equal Protection Doctrine, citing White House documents stating the policy is more likely to help borrowers of color.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. It's one of several lawsuits challenging the ban plan. This as a new government website to apply for relief suffers early glitches and questions about oversight of the program with no proof of income being required. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New debt relief for farmers facing foreclosure.
The Agriculture Department's loan relief program will provide more than $1 billion in debt relief for 36,000 farmers who have fallen behind on loan payments. The USDA is a lender for about 115,000 farmers and livestock producers, and those who have missed payments or are in foreclosure will qualify. The program comes from about $3 billion set aside in the Inflation Reduction Act. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says U.S. farmers and ranchers have faced incredibly tough circumstances over the last few years, caused by droughts and supply chain bottlenecks. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Pennsylvania's Lieutenant Governor is firing back at his opponent in the Senate race by releasing a doctor's letter that says he's recovering well from a stroke more than 4 months ago. The medical report says Democrat John Fetterman spoke with no cognitive deficits during an exam on Friday and can work full duty in public office. Republican candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz has criticized Fetterman for not releasing detailed medical records. Actor Matthew Perry of Friends fame is opening up about his addiction battle in a new memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing.
According to People, Perry said he wanted to share, when he was safe, the dark side of everything. He began his memoir detailing how he was fighting for his life at the age of 49, the doctors giving the actor a 2% chance to live. Perry was first admitted to the hospital from opioid overuse, and he battled gastrointestinal perforation, which caused his colon to burst. He suffered 2 weeks in a coma and 5 months at the hospital while having to use a colostomy bag for 9 months.
Fox's Michelle Polino. The memoir is due out November 1st. A down day on Wall Street, but not a big sell-off. The Dow dropped about 100 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.